The boundary lines of Representative Jensen's Waukesha County District have recently been redrawn, but it's still considered a safe Republican seat. Last week, David Mockrose filed nomination papers to take on Jensen in a GOP primary. But now the state Republican Party is contesting 30 of Mockrose's nomination signatures, claiming the names are not from within the 98th Assembly District. If all those signatures are thrown out, Mockrose would probably not get on the September ballot, and Jensen would not face a primary. GOP political director Rick Wiley says there are a couple reasons why the Republicans are challenging someone who may be one of their own.
When we reviewed the nomination papers, I contacted the Waukesha County Republican Party and looked through our party membership list here, and this gentleman is not a member of either party. And frankly, the Assembly Speaker Jensen is more valuable to the Republican majority by campaigning statewide to increase his majority within the Assembly rather than having to contest an opponent who doesn't meet the legal requirements to be placed on the ballot in the first place.
If the GOP succeeds at saving Jensen from a primary, he may still have to campaign in his own district eventually. A Libertarian and an Independent have also filed nomination papers for the 98th Assembly District, and apparently no one is challenging their signatures. The race in Jensen's district and those of other legislative leaders could depend on what happens with the caucus scandal probes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.